William Henry Walker Sr. I want you to call it like you know him. Pastor William Henry Walker Sr. After the preparatory hymn, Song of Selection.
Let us bow our heads. Gracious and almighty Heavenly Father. Again we come now. In the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We come again with thanksgiving and praise in our hearts. Thank you for this day. Thank you for Jesus Christ. Bless every soul present. Let every soul leave with a blessing. And you know, Heavenly Father, I'm relying and dependent upon the anointing of the Holy Spirit, because I can't do nothing without you. Now let me say what you want me to say. Clear my mind while I can think right. And everything said and done, you got the glory, the honor, and all the praises. It's in the powerful name of Jesus. And the whole church say amen.
Amen.
To our moderator Hawkins and his staff, and Sister Walker and her staff, Dr. Rogers, great pastor of this great church, all preachers, pastors, and to every soul present. We greet you in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. God is a good God. His mercy endures forever. The moderator called me and told me what I preach. I can't turn down preaching. I'm not pastoring, but I can't stop preaching till he said that's enough. And let me tell you this now. Yes, somebody else called me. I didn't know now. I'm not looking for no preaching. I just left one of the great churches in the world. But we're here just for a few moments. By the time you move your feet 3 or 4 times, I'll be through. I'll be through. We thank God again for your moderator who's doing a great job. I thank God for you. Thank God for him. I've been around about 40 years pastoring, and thank God for my wife. I had to slap her every once in a while, but God is a good God. I see some New Bethlehem members. May God bless you. May God keep you. You know, I don't preach long now. If I be over 15 minutes, pull my coat. I just preach till I get through, you know. Bless your heart. Bless your heart. Bless your heart. If you will, turn your Bible to Psalms. Psalm 138. 138, verse 1 and 2. Then we're going to turn to John 3:16, if you will. Psalm 138, first 2 verses. It says, I will praise thee with my whole heart. Before the gods will I sing praises unto thee. I will worship towards thy holy temple and praise thy name for thy loving kindness and for thy truth For thou hast magnified thy word above all of thy name. I have magnified, I have put my word above my name. Jesus Christ is the word, ain't it? He is the word of God.
Amen.
And then John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. You may be seated. We're going to use for a thought for a few minutes. Do you love Jesus? Do you love Jesus like he loves us? Do you love Jesus like he loves us? If we will, you'll see a great change, not only in churches, but in the world. If we just love Jesus like he loves us. He is a good God. His mercy endures forever. Jesus came here saying, I am the way, the truth, and the life. My sisters and my brothers, it's one thing that man need to understand. Can't nobody stop God from being God. He God alone. In other words, he doesn't really need us for nothing. Sometimes we may forget to pray, God have missed nothing, because I forgot to pray. He doesn't need nothing from nobody. Always remember that. We can't help God really do nothing. It's an honor that God can use somebody like me. Listen. What God need with you? Need. What God really need with you? God can get a bird, can do everything we doing right now. He God alone. And my brother says, God come here not because he needs something. He need nobody. When you get that kind of attitude, really, you'll be blessed. When you get that kind of attitude. Don't you never think things can't move except I do so myself. Watch this. God can get a frog to do what I'm doing right now. That's how you have to see God.
Amen.
God not nowhere on the throne with his head in his hand. Rubbing his head, wonder how I'm going to make it tomorrow. Tomorrow, wonder how he going to make it. Because tomorrow is in God. That's how you see God. He ain't no hurt for nothing. I've been passing a long time, and I hear some folks say, well, they ain't coming to church. Well, stay at home. God already got a little baby to take your spot already. No way we do, we can't hurt God. Always remember that you will need God before God will need you. Do we love God like he loved us? God gave his only son up to die that we may live forever. I looked at that and live forever. We're going to live forever. Somewhere, Brother Moderator, we're going to live forever. That body may die, but some of us won't even taste death. Some will be caught up in the rapture, but we're going to live somewhere forever. Forever is no end to it. Some going to hell. I know these late preachers ain't saying hell, but it's still there. And it's in the Bible. I'm qualified to say it. Some folks in hell right now. See, I'm glad I'm not on my way to hell. Ain't you glad of that? See, I shout because I know where I'm going when I leave here. If you don't know where you're going, you better get saved before you die. You're going somewhere because you've got to live somewhere forever. That's his holy name. He is a good God. His mercy endures forever. This is one of the most important names in the Bible. God has magnified this one name, Jesus, above every name. And at this name, every knee got to bow. Bow now or bow later. Satan got to bow. Everything got knees got to bow. If you don't have no knees, you got to bow your head. But you got to bow. He's some God. Many of us right now go to church every Sunday, but really ashamed of Jesus. Right now. Right now. Getting around certain folks, you'd be ashamed of him. Well, he was ashamed when he was hanging on that cross. When he died for our sin, he took it just for you because he loved you. He loved me because he died and showed that he loved me. When it rained, many of us stay at home. Just before he had stayed at home. My leg hurt. Just before his leg had started hurting. See, we don't like to go out for Jesus, but he went out for us. Do unto Jesus as he done unto us. Bless his holy name. Preach, Walker. Hallelujah. My brother and my sister. It's one thing that man needs to understand. Can't nobody stop God from doing nothing. He does what he wants to do. To who he wants to do it to. How long he wants to do it. Can't nobody stop him from doing nothing. He God alone. If he ain't got but two or three, if 40 stay at home, I'm still, he said, go have church. See, somebody gonna praise him. Somebody gonna worship him. And sometimes we get mad, want to stay at home. Stay at home. You'll need him before he'll need you. Listen, what God really need with me? Let me sit down while y'all think about it. You got to think. What God need with me? Need. N-E-E-D. Need. You already got somebody to take my spot. You already got somebody to take your spot. If that's the kind of God we serve, waiting on somebody to serve him, he's not God.
God don't need nobody to worship him. I said, need. We the one need. He doesn't need nothing. Nothing need God before God need nothing. And my brothers and my sisters, Jesus didn't come here just to show us miracles. But he came here to carry us back home. God Almighty. Just to show us miracles. All we want to see God do some miracles. When he stopped you from hating, that was a miracle. When he stopped you from getting drunk, that was a miracle. When he stopped you from gambling, that was a miracle. When he started you to speak to your brother and sister, that was a miracle. Can't nobody work miracles but God. God gave his only son up to die, that we may live for him forever. I think about some time when God gave up on me. And when I think about it, I don't have to go to church to get happy. You ought to try sometime. That's the only place you get happy in the church. You better see Jesus. You get happy washing dishes. I get a happy cutting my yard sometime. I get a happy just taking a bath sometime. When you put your mind on Jesus, something on the inside, the Holy Ghost make you move, and you don't realize you're moving. When you get your mind on Jesus, if you got a headache, when you think about it, the headache gone. It's something about him when you keep your mind on him. Do you love Jesus like he loved you? Think about it. Think about it. Watch this now. I'm going to go in a few minutes. I'm going to preach for 15 minutes. You know that. Watch this. Watch this. Watch this. Watch this. What God really need again with me? Need. You got to think. See, when you get to thinking like that, you find yourself on your knees. When you get to thinking like that, you get humble. If I don't sing, die and see what happened. I dare you to die. Somebody going to get your song. Somebody going to pray your prayer. Somebody going to sit in your seat. God ain't nowhere with his hand and face in his hand and wonder where you are. He already know where you are. He knew where you was before he put you in the womb. And when you came out, he knew you from yesterday to all the other days. God not wondering about nothing. That's how you see God. We narrow God down too small. He knew you before the foundation of the world. I said, already knew you. Can't surprise God. I knew you before you were put in the womb. You can't tell me nothing about you I don't know. You're strange, God. You're strange, God. But I dare you to love him.
Yes, sir.
I dare you to love him. I dare you to trust him. He a God to trust. You're talking about an awesome God. He is an awesome God.
Do we love Jesus like he loved us?
Think about it. And my brothers and my sisters, God proved his love to us. He acted on it. When God gave us Jesus, he gave us heaven best. And in return, he wants heaven best. Salvation is heaven best. God gave us Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is heaven best. He could have gave you an angel from above, but he gave you one of his best, his only son. He didn't have but one. He gave you that one son. Why, God? Because I love him so. What you giving God? What you giving God? Think on that while I sit down a minute. What you giving God to make you think God satisfied? But moderator, really, I don't know about nobody else. When you get to thinking like that, you get happy on the inside. It sets you. We think when we come to church, we doing a favor to God. I'll be through in a minute, but what God need with you? I ain't gonna sing today. I'm gonna stay at home. Stay at home. Stay at home. I promise you, you will need him before he needs you. I find out since I've been a preacher, pastor, you better do all you can for Jesus while you can. God already got somebody to take your place. If I don't be there, it ain't going to work. Die and see. That's how you have to see God. God ain't nowhere scratching his head. Wonder what's going to happen. Happening, wonder what he gonna do. All right. God got happening in his hand. Yes. Bless his holy name. I'll be through in a minute. I don't preach for 10 minutes anyway. Bless your heart. And my brothers and sisters, many church folk really think we doing God a favor just because we go to church. And do we really love Jesus? Well, the devil be at church every Sunday. I said the devil does not miss Sundays. I'm going to stay at home today. Stay. You'll sin for him before he sin for you. Heart of mine. And some folks like that. You know, say, I passed 40 years. I ought to know some Negroes. I passed a good church. Good folks. But all of them in there don't know Jesus. I don't care where you go. Somebody don't know Jesus in their church. If you have in church, the devil going to have representatives there too. Paul said, every time I want to do good, evil is always prevalent. The only meeting I find out where the devil may not be, that's prayer meeting. And the only reason he be at prayer meeting, we ain't talking back to one another. When you start talking back to one another, hell break loose. As long as you're talking to God, the devil got to sit in a corner for a while. That means y'all always have prayer meeting. God always told us pray all the time. He didn't say sing all the time. He didn't say preach all the time. He said men ought always pray. Pray without stopping. Long as you pray, the devil quiet and can't do nothing with you. Boy, I'm gonna be through a minute. Watch this. Watch us, Edward. Watch this. I can't say no big word. What is a big word? What is a big wood? Have you heard folks say that?
Yeah.
Well, I've been saying little wood ever since I've been a pastor. He'll answer you with little words. God ain't looking at your education. Can't make a fool out of God. God know you. He knew you before you came out the womb. He put you in there. God ain't wondering what you're going to be. B already know what he ain't going to be, but God already know what you're going to be. Do you love Jesus like Jesus love you? And my brothers and sisters, do we really love Jesus? Well, the devil, I said, be at church every Sunday. Through Saturday. And if anything going on, he there. He is there all the time. The devil loved church. I said he loved church. Why? He had representatives there too. That means we have hell in church sometimes. That we get mad with one another. Somebody looking at me right now, mad. I'll be glad when he sit down. You better be careful how you talk about me. You may not make it home. When you talk about John the Baptist, you better be careful. God can use anybody that who want to be used. God don't care how you look. Oh, he wants your heart to be right. Do we really love Jesus like he loves us? Look what he done for us. Think about what he done. God Almighty. He gave all he had. He gave up everything he had. His best. When it come down to the church, we get the least thing we got. Do you pay your tithes and offerings? Reverend, that's too much for God. It's his money. If you don't be careful, he'll have you begging.
Amen. Talk.
Those that I love, he said, I chase them. I can make you pay. I said, I can make you pay. Always do all you can to treat God right. And when you treat God right, you're going to treat your neighbor right. When you speak to God, when you get up in the morning, your neighbor will speak to you. You can't make folks love you. If you just treat Jesus right and love them, God will make them love you. I make your enemy be your footstool. I find out since I've been a preacher, pastor for many years, don't throw stone for stone.
All right.
Try it and I dare you to try. Don't be afraid to try it, Reverend. Try it and see.
All right.
If they throw a stone at you,
yeah,
go kiss them.
All right.
Yes, they're going to talk about it. I dare you to do it. Walking on one side of the church, keep from shaking your enemy's hand. Go shake his hand. And if you want him to faint, I dare you to hug him. I dare you to put your arms around him and tell him you love him. See what God would do for you.
My.
Anytime you please God, can't nobody damn you. Can't nobody. I don't care how they try to damn you. They can't damn you. That's what the devil wants us to do, to act like the enemy at you. You want to act like he act. But I dare you to act like Jesus. That's one thing, brother pastor. Jesus didn't act like the Pharisees.
All right.
When you start acting like Jesus, you'll see your life change in you. When you see where you got rheumatism, start hugging your neighbor. Start hugging your friend. Start shaking your neighbor's hand. And see though some of that stuff may leave you. God said, those I love, I'm going to chase them anyway. God, do you love Jesus? Do you really love him? Do you love Jesus like he loved you? Let me go and get through now, because I don't preach long. You know that. Watch this now. We've been to close. Evil, watch this. Evil and good are always in a warfare at all times. With us, the church. This is why Jesus told his church, pray always. Pray without ceasing. Talk to me all the time, at home, at church, everywhere you go, talk to me. Jesus sent one somebody to fix this sin-sick soul, that's Jesus Christ. Jesus come here to fix this sin-sick world. And many people trying to live without him. How can you live without Jesus? Think, you got to think. How can we live without Jesus? Let me say it like this. I don't learn how to lean on it. This right here, I'm not leaning on Jesus. See, that's not leaning. See, that's leaning. God wants us to learn how to lean on him. We are afraid to really trust God. God Almighty. We need him. But he doesn't need us. This is why Jesus told his church, always pray. Talk to me all the time. At home, at church, everywhere you go, you need me. God sent one somebody to fix this sin-sick world. His only son, Jesus Christ. And many people trying to live without him. And my brothers and sisters, I stop by to let you know everybody needs Jesus. Everybody needs him in their life. Everybody can't wake up in the morning. Everybody can't sleep at night. Everybody don't have food to eat. Everybody don't have money in the pocket. But when you got Jesus, you got everything. All of my promises need are in Jesus Christ. Because he's able to supply all of my needs. According to his riches and his glory. And what I love about the Lord, he always standing by your side. He promised never to leave us, nor forsake us. Salvation is Jesus. Deliverance is Jesus. He can talk to Jesus anytime, on any occasion. He ain't gonna tell nobody when you talk to him. Did you talk to him this morning? Don't fool me now. Did you talk to him this morning? Be a fool, Paul said, for Christ. I said, a fool for Christ. When you're running, when I was working on a public job, I had to run now because I, you know, retired. You know, you don't want to be late. Don't leave your house without praying. Let me know when you're done. I'm finna get through. Let me know about praying. When you're running late, try. When you're running late, and I thought it was Pat. When you're running late,
when you're running late, be showering. He said, Lord, I thank you for watching over me last night. Early this morning, you woke me up. Thank you for, don't leave home without thanking God. I find out he my everything.
Yes, sir.
And I can't do nothing,
nothing
without him.
Nothing.
I need him in the morning.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I need him late at night.
Yes.
I need him all day long. Because I can't do nothing without Jesus. He is a strange God. A strange God with many names. I say a strange God with many names. The Lamb of God. The King of Kings. The Lord of Lords. The living word of God, the Messiah, the Son of the living God, the good shepherd of God, the door of life, the resurrection and the life, the Son of God, the Son of David, the true vine of God, the Son of God again, the great high priest. He is the way, the truth, and the life. He is the great physician. He is the word of God. He is the bread of life. He is the living water of life. He is the chief cornerstone. He is the light of the world. He is the wonderful counselor. He is Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending. He always, I say he always, standing by my side. Yeah. If you need him, just call him. Jesus, 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 Jesus. Late at night, Jesus. Early in the morning, Jesus, all day long, Jesus, yeah, 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 yeah. Do you know him? Do you know him? Have you tried him? Won't he make a way? Won't he make a way? He's the good God. Oh, that this morning I talked to him. Did you talk to him this morning? Won't he do it? Won't he do it? Hey, yeah. 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 Oh, yeah. Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, do you know him? Jesus, do you know him? Jesus, ain't he all right? Yeah, yeah. Do you love Jesus? Act like you love him because he first loved you.
Church, say amen. What a mighty God we serve. Do you love Jesus like you?